On October 7th, 2001, that's 5 years ago tomorrow, the U.S.-led coalition began bombing Afghanistan. Weeks later, the ruling Taliban had fled. Now they're back. And one battle for one village in the Pashtun heartland may hold the key to which way this new fight for Afghanistan will go. The village is called Panjshir. It sits on the edge of the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar in the deep southern part of the country. It's an easy drive from the Pakistan border. NATO forces took on the Taliban there last month, and the Taliban took a stand. A number of Canadian troops were killed. Renee Montaigne has been reporting from Afghanistan, and earlier this week in Kabul, she sat down with the man who wrote the book on this group, Ahmed Rashid, author of Taliban, Militant Islam, Oil, and Fundamentalism in Central Asia.
If you had to sketch out how things stand in the south, how would you describe it?
Well, in southern Afghanistan, there is a full-scale insurgency, which at least in two provinces, Kandahar and Helmand, could be termed a war. There are thousands of troops battling thousands of Taliban. Something like 7,000 to 8,000 Taliban are in the field at the moment in southern Afghanistan, scattered over 4 to 5 provinces. They're very well armed. They have stood and fought. The Canadians have just recently fought the battle in Panjwai, just outside Kandahar, and the Taliban were attempting to set up a base in Panjwai by which they could then ultimately try and capture Kandahar.
One of the great successes NATO claimed was Panjwai. Yeah. Was it a success? And why was it such a hard-fought battle?
Panjwai is a very rich agricultural area, vineyards, just outside Kandahar. The Taliban had been assembling there for many months. They had bought in a lot of ammunition and food. They had set up a training camp. They had set up an explosives area where people were being trained in suicide bombs. And really, this was an attempt to make a move on Kandahar, which is the largest city in southern Afghanistan. And I think what happened was that the Canadians, of course, moved in force. They surrounded this Panjwai area. There was very heavy fighting for 10, 15 days. There was literally hand-to-hand fighting. But eventually, hundreds and hundreds of Taliban were killed. So in that sense, it certainly was a success. It was a victory. But the Taliban will be back. They will probably be harassing the Canadians now with suicide bombing. So, you know, it's certainly the battle may be won, but the war is still going on.
And in that battle, the Taliban were reinforced.
There were large numbers of reinforcements that came in on pickup trucks from the Pakistan border. In fact, a lot of these pickup trucks were being monitored by satellites and by American drones, and a lot of them were bombed. And in fact, a lot of the casualties that the Taliban took were from these reinforcements, which were being bombed from the air.
NATO has said that, in a sense, the Taliban made a misjudgment in the south, in Kandahar, in taking them on in terms of straightforward fighting as opposed to guerrilla activity.
It's very difficult to actually define success in a war like this. There is no doubt that the Canadian forces have defeated the Taliban, and the Canadians are now trying to do what they had promised to do in the beginning, which was reconstruction, development, etc. But the problem is that this is an insurgency which is based from Pakistan. The command and control is in Pakistan. And this is an insurgency based largely amongst the Pashtun tribes. You have unlimited manpower. There are 40 million Pashtuns in Pakistan, all potential recruits for the Taliban. Now, the problem is NATO can't just carry on killing thousands and thousands of Pashtuns. So it's a very, very complex game that is going on in the south.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Ahmed Rashid, author of Taliban, speaking with Renee Montaigne earlier this week in Kabul.